Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scary Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and as always, we have a very exciting and very scary story for you. As promised, this is the first of a five-part series, much like the Herbert West series we did, telling the story in sections. This is going to be the story of Hamlet, broken up into five acts, so to speak, quite literally, actually. So, Scapey, you've heard Act 1 of Hamlet. Are you ready to tell it?
Absolutely. I'm very much ready. I'm ready and able and willing.
Good, good. Here with us is our listening guest. It's a very exciting thing that we've got this person on the show tonight. It's an exclusive. We have with us the MVP from yesterday's Super Bowl right here with us. How's it going, sir?
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's very exciting to be here. I'm not entirely sure where I am. There was a little bit of head banging around in the game. But that's just what it is to play football! Football! Very exciting!
Thank you for that! And I have to say, I heard you did a good job. Good job. I didn't watch, because I don't care.
What? What do you mean you don't care? Aren't you American? Football is America's sport!
Well, I am American, but I don't watch football because I couldn't play it, so...
Oh, I see. You're a very little guy. You probably would just get mushed into cat paste.
Well, no, I'm tough, but... Okay, I have a story to tell you. Ready for a story?
Well, I guess what kind of story is it? It's not some sort of wussy story, is it?
It's a scary story. Did you not listen to the intro?
All right. I like scary stories.
The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, Act 1 by William Shakespeare.
Wait a minute. It sounds like some sort of school thing. I didn't come here for a school thing. At least nobody told me there was going to be a school thing.
It's not a school. It's a scary story.
Oh, no. I've heard of this Shakespeare guy before. I very specifically did not read his books back in college when I was playing more football than taking classes.
Well, you don't have to read it now. I'm telling you a scary... Listen, I heard the story. It's good. Well, part one is good. I don't know the rest. Listen to this, okay?
All right. I guess as long as I'm getting my usual fee for press appearances.
Well, we're not press, but let him tell the story.
Okay, so like once upon a time, there was a castle in Denmark, and there was some dudes on top of the castle, like in the middle of the night, watching for stuff. And these dudes were like, dudes, what are you? Are you good guys? Yes, we're good guys. Oh, good. Okay, we're all good guys. Okay, good. So do you guys think we're going to see, you know what, again today?
Football! Is it Sunday? Are they going to see some football?
No, that's not what they were saying, but they were like, you know, that thing that we see sometimes recently, because it's weird. And they're like, yeah, I bet. And then guess what? A ghost comes out. And they're like, oh my God, there it is. It's the ghost of the king. He is dead, and he is a ghost, and that's him right there. Ghost, say something. And the ghost is like, not saying anything, and then he walks away.
That's not very sociable of him. Oh, wait a minute. If he's a king, he's dead. And how's he the king? You're not the king. He's a dead guy.
Well, yeah, there's a different king, but this was the old king, and now he's the dead king. So then they're like, okay, so the ghost was here, but what else is going on, dude? Why are we on night watch? Why is there people making swords and stuff? What is all that? And the other guy's like, well, it's because, remember, the old king, before he died, like, kicked somebody's butt, and now the son of the person whose butt he kicked is like, I'm going to kick your butt back.
Yeah! A little bit of butt kicking, that's right.
Yeah, and, but here's what happened. The son is, like, coming around, like, I'm gonna kick butt. But then, we don't want him to kick our butts. We want to kick his butt first. So that's why we're making, like, an army. And then the ghost comes back. What the ghost? Oh my God! And they're like, oh. And then it leaves again, and they're like, okay, that is a scary ghost. But here's what we should do. We should tell his son about it, because maybe the ghost will talk to his own son if he won't talk to us. Duh. Okay, let's go do that, they say. Meanwhile, okay, in the place where the current king is, okay, the current king is like, hey, everybody, how's it going? I know it's totally sad that my brother is dead. That's the king that we just saw the ghost of. My brother is dead, but it's all cool because I married his wife, so now I'm the king. That's cool.
Wait, what? What? No. That is not cool to marry some guy's wife after he dies and it's his brother? No. No.
Well, no, because he got to be the king now. That's how he gets to be king.
By marrying his brother's wife? Oh, that's just wrong.
Well, that's what happens. So, then he's like, oh, by the way, remember that guy who wants to kick our butts? Well, I'm going to send a message to his uncle and be like, hey, what's up with that? So, don't worry about that.
What do you mean, don't worry about that? Just go kick his butt. What's the problem? Is he some kind of wussy?
Well, he's going to talk to his uncle. Well,
just go kick his butt.
Well, I don't know about that.
Time for talking is over. You gotta go, and you gotta fight him there so you don't have to fight him here.
But he doesn't have to fight him.
Of course you gotta fight him.
No, he doesn't.
No, you do. You gotta go. You gotta fight him.
Well, listen.
Then you gotta watch some football and eat some apple pie.
Well, listen. So he's like, go off and find the uncle, dudes. Okay. Now, you, Rarities, what about you? What do you want? And he's like, I want to go to France. And the king is like, okay, is your father cool with that? And he's like, yeah, I'm cool with that. And he's like, all right, you could go to France.
Oh, hell no. No. Some kind of wussy gay boy wants to go to France? Those lily-livered surrenderers?
Well, no, I don't think, but he wants to go to France because they have stuff.
Yeah, wishy gay boy stuff.
Anyway, he's like, okay, you go to France. Then the king's like, oh, Hamret. Now, I'll tell you who Hamret is. Hamret is the son of the king who died, and also the son of the queen, who is currently the queen, but the king who is the king now is his uncle. You get it?
All sounds pretty stupid to me.
Well, that's not true, but the king is like, so, Hamret, let me talk to you for a sec. And Hamret is like, you're a douche.
Well, he does that stupid-ass giggle afterwards, too.
Well, he called him a douche. So, he's like, Hamret, I know that you're sad because your dad died, but serious, you gotta get over it because now we're, like, married and it's cool. Like, seriously, everybody has a father who dies, okay? And, they just have to get over it because that's how it is.
This guy sounds like a douche.
That's what Hamret said.
Oh, I think this Hamlet guy's right. The whole thing is a little bit, it's wrong. It's just wrong.
Well, and then the queen is like, Hamret, serious, don't be so sad. You shouldn't seem so sad. And Hamret's like, I don't seem sad. I am sad. Oh, busted.
Well, that just sounds like a cold-ass bitch to me.
Yeah. And then the king is like, well, you shouldn't be upset. Serious, just get over it. And also, don't go back to school because you should stay here with us. We love you.
Well, I mean, I don't care too much for school myself, but, you know. I'd be playing some football. Football! But, the rest of the part sucks.
And the queen's like, yeah, serious, don't go to school. And Hamlet is like, well, I guess if you're gonna ask me, Mom, I guess I won't. But fine. And then then the king's like, all right, let's all go away. And then Hamlet is around, and Hamlet is like, let me tell you, that guy sucks.
Who's he telling that to?
Well, he's just saying it.
To who?
To you.
He's talking to me?
Yeah. He's like, listen, the king sucks, and he married my mom. That's not right. My mom married that guy, her brother-in-law. That's not right. And my dad's dead. That's sucky.
Why is he talking to me? Does he say my name in there, in that book? That's creepy.
No. He just wants to tell you. And then, Horatio, that's one of the guys from the beginning.
How does he know me? How does he know me in the book?
You're famous.
That's pretty true.
So Horatio was one of the dudes from the beginning who saw the ghost. And Horatio comes in and he's like, Hamret, dude, we saw your dead father. And he's like, what? What do you mean? And he's like, well, he's a ghost now. And he's dressed up in armor and stuff. And Hamret's like, for serious? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, well, then we better go look at it. When do we see him? And he goes, at night. And he's like, all right, I'll be out at night. I will go see it. And he goes, okay, let's do that. So then elsewhere, that dude Laertes, who wants to go to France, is talking to his sister named Ophelia.
I'm trying to get some makeup tips from her.
No, he doesn't want to make up. He wants to tell her serious things. So he's like, listen, Ophelia, I heard that you and Hamret were like, you know, kind of dating and going out. And she's like, yeah. And he's like, well, tell you what, I don't think that you should be serious about Hamret. I think you should just kind of think that he's just a passing thing because he's like the prince, which means someday he might be king, which means he shouldn't be with people like you so much.
Wait a minute. Her name is Ophelia?
Ophelia? And so she's like,
is that like some sort of like stripper name? She like a stripper?
No. She's a girl. And she's like...
Strippers are girls? What kind of strippers are you going to see?
Well, I don't. But Laertes is like, you shouldn't hang out with him with them. And she's like, well, listen, I'll tell you what. Maybe I'll think about it, but you're going to France. Are you not going to, you know, see any girls, you know?
No, he's going to France. He's going to be seeing boys.
And Laertes is like, well, whatever. And so then... The father comes in, Polonius, and he's like, what are you doing here? I thought you left. Well, tell you what, I have some advice for you. You better make sure you're good the whole time, okay? Don't ever do anything stupid, and, don't give anybody your money, and, you know, stuff. And make sure you're good. And he's like, okay, well, bye. Ophelia, remember what I said? Okay, bye. And he leaves. And then the father's like, what, Ophelia, what did he say to you? And she's like, well, he said something about Hamlet. And then the father's like, oh yeah, about Hamlet. Don't ever see him again, dumbass. Because he's the prince and you're just like a girl, so stupid, don't. Because, for serious, he's better.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't help that she's a stripper. I mean, it's probably hard to, you know, hook up with a good guy when you're a stripper.
No, she isn't. I don't think that she's a stripper, but she is a girl. And she's like, well, I guess you're my father, so I have to say okay, but maybe I don't think so. I don't know. See.
It's like, is her father cool with her being a stripper?
No, he wouldn't like that, but she's not a stripper. I don't think she's a stripper.
But she's got a stripper name. Ophelia. Ophelia. I mean, that's like, you know, I'm gonna feel you, you know, like, I guess that's a stripper name. That's a stripper
no,
name.
No, it's not there's no stripper.
I mean, I should know, because, you know, after I play my football and I gotta unwind, let me tell you, I know about strippers. And they always have names, you know, like candy pie or lollipop or something. And I feel you, like, that's, I've never heard that one before, but that would be a really good stripper name. She's gotta be a stripper.
Okay, well, listen. So here, this is a scary story, not a stripper story, okay? So.
Could we make a football story? Could you put some football into it? I just played a big game. I kind of got football in the brain. Can we put a little football in?
No, it's in Denmark. There's no football in Denmark.
I don't football in Denmark? This stupid place.
Something is rotten instead is what they have. They have rotten. So here's what happens. They have Hamlet and Horatio are like, meet up for the nighttime. And they're like, oh, is the ghost going to come? And they're like, well, yeah, I think it is going to come. And Hamlet's like, okay, well, I want to see it. And they hear a little trumpet. And they're like, what is that weird trumpet? And they're like, oh, that's the trumpet that means that the king, my uncle, is getting drunk, drinking lots of beer.
They have a trumpet that they blow and he's drinking beer?
I don't know. Maybe he got so drunk that he starts tooting a horn.
Man, I need to hire someone who just plays the trumpet when I'm getting drunk. It's a great idea.
And they're like, what is that? Why is he getting... And Howard's like, well, it's just this thing that we do here in Denmark. We get drunk. And it's kind of stupid and everybody thinks we're dumbasses and drunk, but he's doing it. So then, all of a sudden, guess what? The ghost comes, spooky ghost, and Hamlet is like, oh my god, that is totally my dad. That is totally him, but like a ghost. What is up, ghost? Tell us what is going on. And the ghost is like, doing a little finger motion that's like, come here, dude. But he doesn't say anything, he's just like, come on.
Dude, that's gay.
No, he's a king. And he's like, doot, 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 doot. And Hamlet is like, he wants me to go with him. And everybody else is like, you shouldn't, because he is a ghost, hello. And Hamlet is like, well, but he's my dad, and he's not talking, so I want to go with him. And they're like, no doubt. And he's like, dudes, if you don't let me go, I will kill you. And he's like, they're like, okay, well, I guess you can go.
Dude, they're just trying to protect him from the gay ghost.
No, but it isn't gay ghost, because here's what happens. He goes. And he's like, ghost, okay, now we're all alone. Tell me what's going on. And the ghost is like, okay, listen, I'll tell you what's going on. Hamlet, I am your father.
Wait, I think I saw this movie.
Okay, then good. Then you know what's going to happen.
And then the ghost, no!
No. Hamlet is like, oh, dude, you're my father. And the ghost is like, yes, I am your father. And you have to kill the dude who killed me.
Oh, all right. I could get into this kind of movie.
And Hamlet is like, what do you mean? Who killed you? I thought you would just died. And the ghost is like, no. They told you that I died when a snake bit me. But guess what? That's not what happened. What happened was some dude came into the garden where I was sleeping, okay? And he poured poison in my ear. And you know who did it? Tell you what, it's your freaking uncle, who's now the king and married to my wife. What the hell?
Oh man, he's gotta go gut him now. Like, later in this book, right, there's gonna be some sort of, like, shootout or some sort of, like, gonna get all Chuck Norris on him. Yeah!
Well, I tell you, I don't know, because here's what happens. Okay, here's what happens.
Oh, he's gotta go kick his ass!
Well, here's what happens. Henry is like, oh, dude, Ghost Dad, I will totally do this, because you said it, and that dude is dead meat. He's a douche. And the ghost is like, yeah, he is. But tell you what, don't hurt your mom, because I know she did this, but tell you what, she could, you know, she'll feel guilty about it when she finds out. So just don't worry about her, okay? And Hamlet is like, whatever you say, dude.
Well, you always gotta be good to your mom. It's important to be good to your mom.
Right. And so then the ghost leaves, and Hamlet is like, I am totally gonna avenge him. And all the friends came back in, and they're like, Hamlet, are you okay? And he's like, yes. Tell you what, I'm not gonna tell you what happened, but I need you all to swear that you're not gonna tell anybody what you saw. And the ghost goes, swear it. And Hamlet's like, oh, sorry, I thought the ghost was gone. Let's go over here. Guys, you have to swear that you're not going to tell anybody. And the ghost is like, swear it. And he's like, oh, I thought the ghost was gone. Okay, come a little bit further this way.
Yeah, like a stalker ghost. Like, they got to get a restraining order on that guy.
Well, he's like, just now swear it on my sword that you're not going to tell. No matter how crazy I get, seriously, if I act weird, you won't say a word. You won't even be like, ho, 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 I know what's going on, but I can't tell. Don't do that. Don't even. Just be like, nothing. No words. Don't say anything. Don't even look funny. You gotta swear it. And the ghost is like, swear it. And he's like, okay, ghost. Serious. They're gonna swear it, right? Okay, good. We're good. Now, let's all go and deal with this thing. And I'm not telling you what's happening. Okay, yes. The end of part one.
Well, but there wasn't any butt kicking in that. It was all just mamby-pamby talking. Bah, 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 bah.
Well, there was a ghost. I mean, it's a scary story. There was a ghost who came and be, like, scary.
There was a scary gay guy, but the ghost wasn't that scary.
The ghost was scary. He was, like...
Well, I guess he was kind of a stalker.
He was scary because he was dead and a ghost. And Hamlet has to avenge now.
Yeah, go kick butt. Get Chuck Norris on his ass. Bing, bing, bing.
Well, I tell you, I don't know. Maybe that's what happens, but we'll find out maybe next week. Okay, so now it's time for the scary moral. And I don't know what the scary moral is because the story's not over yet. But I could give a guess as to what the scary moral of the story is going to be based on what little bit I know of the story, you see?
Obvious.
Okay, scary moral so far seems to be...
Sometimes you just gotta get all Chuck Norris on their ass!
No, that didn't happen! That did not happen in the story, so...
But this is what I learned from it.
No, you didn't! You brought that with you!
And that, Ophelia is a great stripper name waiting to happen?
No, this is not your scary moral. It's my scary moral.
What the moral?
Just listen. The scary moral is do what the ghost tells you to do. Okay?
Sounds like a pansy ass scary moral.
No. If a ghost came and said to you, do something, then you have to do it.
No, I gotta kick his ass.
You can't kick ghost ass. It's invisible.
I could kick ghost ass.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think you could because...
I could kick your ass.
No, because I'm a cat.
Kick your ass in a cat paste.
All right, listen. Behave.
Where's my press agent? Where's my money? I'm getting $100,000 for this, right?
All right, well, let's... that about wraps it up. So we're going to be back next... probably 2 weeks from now with the next act of Hamlet.
I'll be billing you.
Thanks. So... That's it. Scapey, you want to wrap things up?
Yes. Come back next time when a ghost will tell you what to do and you have to do it.